with a lot of people gone country, but Mad Max has gone Guthrie. You remember the big old tire building on Division coming in on Guthrie, the brand new facility? That is now an AutoMax Super Service Center along with the AutoMax Repo Depot. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you need any kind of mechanical work done, oil changes done, whatever, we even fix tires for free. Isn't that right, Brian?
Absolutely. If you need a flat fix, come by and see us. Max, I believe we even have tires starting as low as $10.
Folks, check out these new car trade-ins we get. Even though they don't cost a whole lot of money, but you know what? People need cash cars. Give them a few examples, Brian.
We got an 06 Cadillac DTS loaded up. It's only $1,900. A 2005 Chevy Malibu, only $995. We are the home of the 2000 and under car.
He's gone crazy out in Guthrie. Mad Max has gone crazy. AutoMax.
The deals are automatic at AutoMax.
The Mantle Wine Bar and Bistro in Bricktown offers a refined dining experience that combines a European-inspired dedication to high cuisine, a sophisticated level of service, and an intimate yet relaxed atmosphere. Specializing in a range of wild-caught seafood flown in fresh daily, as well as steaks and a prime grade of certified Angus beef that are hand-cut on premises. The Mantle has maintained a reputation for excellence for over 20 years as the flagship restaurant of the Deep Fork Group. Each dish is expertly devised and made to order with a friendly and knowledgeable staff on hand to assist with an eclectic selection of wines available by the glass and the bottle. Family owned and operated, The Mantle is proud to provide an elegant, quiet, yet casual alternative to the ordinary in the heart of Oklahoma City's Bricktown District, located at 201 East Sheridan. Make reservations at themantleokc.com. And it's our sweet deal of the week, so be on time to thesportsanimal.com this Friday morning at 8:20 to purchase a $50 gift certificate for only half price. There's only a limited number available, so be on time. It's the sweet deal of the week with The Mantle Wine Bar and Bistro and thesportsanimal.com.
We want to see you at Kalitty Kia.
Hey, Corey, what's the deal with a beard? How often do you trim it?
Well, Sabi, I trim it every day like I do the pricing on our new Kias, so you know I always look good and have the lowest prices. Besides, you're one to talk with your poofy hair.
Poofy hair? Whatever, Weird Beard. Tell us about the Kalitty Kia promise.
Well, poofy hair, Weird Beard is going to beat any price on a new Kia by $1,000 or give you $1,000 guaranteed.
Weird Beard, this year is going to be awesome.
Come see Poofy Hair and Weird Beard to get the best deals in Oklahoma only at Kalitty Kia.
Today, the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma guards the well-being of our communities through a network of health initiatives. Because together, we're more.
Do you have a project that requires sod? Then you need to call the turf experts at Crutcho Sod or CrutchoSod.com.
This is your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass, sponsored by Travis Watkins Tax. Now here's Gideon Hamilton on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
The Oklahoma City Thunder head to Phoenix tonight for the fifth and final game of their road trip. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on what he expects from his team.
That we're going to compete and try to play the right way. I feel like if we do those two things, it will give ourselves the best shot to win every night, no matter who we play against. And we're going to continue to try to do so going forward.
It's the Thunder in Phoenix tonight. Tip off at 8 o'clock.
This has been your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass on your Oklahoma City Thunder flagship station. WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Welcome back to the Middle of the Day Show. Mark Rogers with you, Matt Ravis in studio. Tomorrow, I will hit the road and head to Kalitty Kia on the Broadway Extension in Edmond. I will be there.
Say hi to Sasquatch. Yes.
Yeah, Sasquatch will be there too. I watched a Netflix movie this morning. And it was one of the on the top 10. It's called The Vanished. Have you ever seen that?
I saw it on the top 10 last night, actually, but have not seen.
Okay. IMDb gives it a 5.7. There was a lot of overacting in it. It's okay. I don't know that I would highly recommend it. I'm really kind of at a loss to describe how I would feel about it. At times I was watching it going, what in the hell am I watching? Why? What is even happening here? This is ridiculous.
The 5.7 seems about right, though.
I'll put it this way. It's just kind of a little bit like we talked about Lonzo Ball. You might have an 8 on it, and you might have a 2 on it. I mean, like, at different times during the movie, I had a 2, and then at different times during the movie, I had an 8. One time I went to, like, I guess it was on my honeymoon. I went to Universal Studios. And so you could do all these different things, and you go in, and they give you this button, and they'll show a pilot to you, and then you have to adjust the button to say, hey, I really like this part of the show, or I don't like this part of the show. You kind of turn your button, and you basically help the studio rate what potential shows would be. That was kind of cool.
I didn't get to do that when I went to Universal. Sounds awesome.
I would have my button on this would have been turned down at some point in time due to absurdity, and then other times it was kind of it's called a psychological thriller. I guess that's a movie that makes you think.
I like a good psych thriller.
Makes you think. It's on the edge of your seat. Anne Heche was in this movie. I did not recognize her. Didn't recognize Jason Patrick either. I mean, I should. I don't know why I didn't.
I watched a phenomenal show on Netflix last night called Nadia's Time to Eat. Have you heard of this?
No.
It is all about how to cook with your laziest self possible. It's amazing.
Okay, then I'll try to watch that.
You should. You should, because she's got some good ideas. Is it
good recipes?
Absolutely. And again, it's all for people who just want to be as lazy as possible. Like, or you know, if you don't have time, got kids or whatever, that show's for you.
I'm not super skilled in the kitchen, but I do like to cook.
I think you could handle what's in the show.
Oh man, today is the 20th anniversary of the Oklahoma State plane crash. One of the great things about covering sports is, you know, we had an unbelievable run of basketball here in around this time in the late 90s, early 2000s, where teams are going to the NCAA tournament and they're going deep into the tournament. And the best part about that was, and we, as a radio station, would cover games. Jim and I would go cover games, or we would go separate places, really getting to know the people around the program. And football teams are different. I mean, football teams are really more regimented and more it's just when you're there for in one city for four nights. Like, I'll never forget the Oklahoma State basketball program. They were in Indianapolis. Doug was a junior, I believe, on this team. You know, took us all to the people that were there covering the team there, took us to St. Elmo's. That was a great time. So you just get to become friends with guys and you get to know them. And of these people on the plane, I knew them all. And it's just one of those moments that you'll never forget. I was in the Midwest City High School gym calling a game with Craig. They were playing McGinnis. The game had just finished, and news had started to break that one of the planes that Oklahoma State had taken to Colorado is not accounted for. The other two had landed, and then the third one was missing. And you start to think of, well, who could that be? I mean, you know, we know all of the players on the team, and we know the members of the travel party, and to lose those 10 people. And again, we've gone over on the show about how special they were. There was a great article on Will Hancock's daughter, who was born after he passed. Will, I think, was headed for great things. His dad, Bill, of course, is the really a legend in collegiate athletics, who's the chairman of the playoff committee right now. And I think Will was headed for those kind of special things. Jared Weiberg, his mom and dad, Mick and Vine, are close personal friends with my family. Jared and I had a great relationship because we knew each other. And so it was always fun to talk to him, and he just loved basketball. Both his brothers are excellent basketball players. Chad is, of course, the associate athletic director at Oklahoma State that I think is going to be the athletic director there someday. We all know Bill Teagans and what he meant to the broadcasting world. I didn't know the pilots, Denver or Bjorn, but knew Pat, knew Nate Fleming, Kendall the engineer, Kendall Durfee. So those people they're missed, and they deserve to be mentioned on a day like today. And if you know someone that is a family member of those people, tell them you're thinking about them, because we are as well. I have participated in the Remember the 10 run at Oklahoma State. That was a good day of healing, I think, to be around people that affects the Oklahoma State community, which really, Oklahoma State, Stillwater, it's a tight-knit place. And people that go to school there
they know how special Stillwater is to them. So at the end of the show today, I want to do the thing that's the most important that we've done all day, is remember those 10 people. So everyone do that for us on this anniversary day. We will hand it to the Ultimate next. We will see you tomorrow from Kalidi Kia at 11 a.m. Everyone have a good afternoon.
Congratulations, Bob Stoops, named to the 2021 College Football Hall of Fame class.
Feel grateful and humbled and honored just because you don't do it yourself.
By the National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame.
Had great assistant coaches. I've had a great administration with Joe Castiglione on up through President Bourne. We had a great run.
From WWLS, the Sports Animal.
This report is sponsored by Michelin Endurance Silicone Wiper Blades. Weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades, only available at Walmart.
This is Mark Rogers, and I've been telling you about my friends at T&W Tire for years now. Well, my friends just keep on expanding. The newest location is in McAllister. Did you know they are not only in Oklahoma, but also Texas, Missouri, Louisiana, and Kansas. From big rigs to pickups, farm tractors to forklifts, they will always take care of all of your needs. T&W Tire has a full-service auto shop, commercial truck center, and a retreading facility. They are Oklahoma-owned and operated, always offering the latest tires and products for all types of vehicles and equipment. Service is their motto, so go to TNWTire.com or stop by and see how my friends can help you today.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys over 40, listen up. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all men in America. Here's legendary pro baseball player Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
When I hit 40, I started feeling sluggish. I had less drive. It was harder to stay in shape.
Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. So I got back into the game with Nugenix.
With Nugenix, I feel like I'm still in my prime. There's a reason Nugenix has been the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC for years. It works. If you want to get back in the game and get your edge back, you need Nugenix. You can get a complimentary bottle. All you have to do is send them a text. And guys, take it from me. She'll like it too.
Text YOUTH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text YOUTH to 42424 right now. Text YOUTH to 42424. That's YOUTH to 42424.
Oki Express Auto Wash is now open at Northwest 178th and Western. And all this week, you can win great prizes from Louis Grill and Bar and On Cue.
Say thank you to your home for being there for you. Start with a free estimate from your neighborhood CertaPro Painters. We really understand how you feel about your home. That's why you can count on us to take care of every detail. Listening, prepping, painting. It's always worry-free with our expert painting team. Whatever project you have in mind, you can count on CertaPro Painters to do the job beautifully. This is the kind of certainty you and your home deserve. So when it comes to refreshing the home you love, trust it to CertaPro Painters. We'll paint it with the care and attention to detail that only a local business can offer. Schedule your free estimate now at CertaPro.com. We're here to help you cross that painting project off the list. Let's get the project started today. Go to CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
The Thunder are in Phoenix, looking to beat the Suns. Tonight at 8 on ESPN 640 and 98.1 FM, WWLS. The Sports Animal.
There are lots of financial advisors with lots of opinions. However, when you eliminate those advisors who aren't fiduciaries, eliminate those who confuse you with financial jargon, eliminate those advisors who say you're not good enough unless you have $500,000 or more to invest, and finally, eliminate those who aren't locally based or conveniently located, that leaves one, Trajan Wealth. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I understand you have choices when it comes to financial services, and I'm here to tell you, we will always, always treat you as the priority. Our fiduciary advisors have hearts of teachers and will explain options in a clear and concise manner. Don't leave your money invested without being certain it's working the hardest for you. Your local, trusted financial fiduciary, Trajan Wealth. Call us today, 405-766-8111, 405-766-8111, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
WWLS-FM, The Village, Oklahoma City, KYAL, Sepulpa, KYAL-FM, Tulsa, KSIW, Woodward, KADS, Elk City, KBGN, Pawhuska, KVSO, Ardmore, WKY, Oklahoma City. A Cumulus station.
Picture tobacco-free celebrations. Picture cuddles without cravings. Picture friendship and fellowship and freedom from tobacco. That's the story of 450,000 Oklahomans who got help from the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. With free NRT, quit coaching, and online support, we'll help you be the hero of your own story. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com. A program of TSET.
Cha-ching! This January, the Black Hawk Casino is going to whip you into shape with a chance to win an all-time muscle car. We're giving away a new Dodge Challenger. Earn entries throughout the month and pump up those entries with double points on Mondays and Thursdays. You'll be riding as clean as our machines in your 2020 Challenger from the Black Hawk Casino. We're fully sanitized, so you can clean house. The Black Hawk Casino, open 24/7, right off I-40, exit 186, Shawnee.
He's known as the ultimate in the sports universe. That's right, the ultimate. The man, the myth, the ego. It's the Afternoon Sports Beat with Jim Draper on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Afternoon Sports Beat on this beautiful, cold hump day. I'm Jim Traber, your host. Going to be with you until 6 o'clock talking sports. And I'm here today in Sayre, Oklahoma at Rob's Ranch. It is the newest one out here. It's Rob's Path to Miracles Ranch. And I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm letting you know ahead of time. All y'all know that I'm a crier. It's going to be really hard for me not to cry today because this place is just amazing. It really is. It's a nonprofit, Christ-centered, or Christ-based, if you want to call it that, recovery for men. And, you know, men that have, addictions to alcohol or to drugs. And it's just absolutely amazing. It really is. You know, here's the deal. Out here, the one out here, they just started it back in May, and it's just been absolutely amazing. And here's the deal. The thing that's amazing, all the staff are in recovery. That's right. All the staff. We're going to talk later here to Jeremy Gray, who's the director, and he went through it. And, you know, we'll find out about his story. But this is just it's just absolutely amazing what they do. You know, I go on the radio every day and I talk sports and I hope that I make a little bit of an impact. But when I come to a place like this, it just makes me feel, I don't want to say it makes me feel little, but it really kind of does, because these people here are helping men get their lives together of all ages, from 18 years old to 80 years old. Basically, they say Rob's Ranch, expect a miracle. That's what they're doing here. You know, the number one word for me, one of the greatest words in the English language, is grace. And that's what they do out here with hope and recovery and, frankly, spiritual growth. So we're going to tell you all about Rob's Ranch as we go along. But there's one in Guthrie. And I'm here, of course, at the one in Sayre. I came out today. My man Matt Ravis is back in studio. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking.
Feel pretty safe when you're this far away from me, huh?
Yeah. I don't know what exactly you mean by that, but sure.
So I drove out here today, and I'll just say I made good time. And I met our great affiliate that's out here, 98.1 in Elk City. And they're also in Woodward. And I met Gabe, who runs the place, and then Skinny, who I do the radio. You've heard me talk about Skinny, that sure. I do the radio with. And I met them for lunch. And I got to tell you, it is literally a different world out here, Matt. I mean, it is really, I mean, like the COVID is different the way they treat it and just the people. It's really cool to come out to these outskirts that I don't get to get to very often. I had lunch in Elk City at a place called the Prairie Fire Grill, which was really good. I also stopped, I got here a little bit early, and I stopped at this place called Sugar Shack, which you can imagine what it is. It's a bakery. And I went in there, and there was a woman in there. She had been there for like 20 years. And I bought her whole daggone store up, Matt. I mean, I bought cinnamon rolls. I bought cookies. I bought this thing called, it's not a cupcake. It's a cake in a cup. So it's like a cup that has cake in it. I bought that. I bought some caramel popcorn that she makes. Everything. I mean, just homemade desserts and everything. So I bought a bunch of that, and it was really cool. It's really cool to get out here. And now I've never been to Sayre. I've been to Elk City before, but I'm now you go about maybe about 15 more miles and come out here to Sayre, and it's really cool to get out and be in the areas that we don't get to see very often. But gosh, we got so many great listeners out here too. It was really interesting, Matt, because I was in this place eating lunch today at the Prairie Fire. And they asked me how long it took me, and I told them. And there was a group of about eight state policemen at a table, like, right next to me. And it was probably stupid for me to tell them how long it took there because, I don't know, if they'd have known how long it took me and they heard it, then they probably were like, that's not very good. But you know what? I got onto the road to come to Sayre, and I look behind me, and I see this state trooper literally bearing down, and they were in the, like, SUVs. You know what I'm saying? You've seen them, like, in SUVs before, right?
Yeah, I've never been in one, if that's what you're trying to ask.
No, I didn't ask you were arrested. I'm just saying you've seen them.
Yeah, no, I've seen them.
And there were two of them. And I was going, I'll tell you exactly, it was 75 miles an hour. I was going 82. Okay, so, you know, a little bit over. And I'm telling you, dude, I don't know in all of my years if I've ever seen a vehicle go as fast as these two guys were going. My guess is it was about 120. They passed me like I was standing still on the side of the road. And I just wish that I could have followed them because I want to know where they were going. They were getting it, man. I mean, getting it. But don't you wish at some point that legally you could just drive like 110 miles an hour?
You need to go to like the Autobahn or something sometime.
Oh, I know. I've never been over there. Never been to the Autobahn.
Just to drive on it.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Honestly, I think this probably tells you the difference between you and I. That sounds terrifying to me. But that's okay.
It does. It sounds.
Going 120, that sounds intense. I don't know if it's for me.
Well, I will tell you that without telling you when or where or how old I was.
I think the statute of limitations is up.
I have gone, the fastest I've ever gone in a car was 106 miles an hour. And I'm telling you, dude, I was getting it. 106 is getting it. I don't do that anymore, okay? I'm an old man. I don't do it anymore.
Now you only do 96.
96, that's as fast as you've ever gone?
No, I said now that's what you do. Now you only go 96.
I try not to go 96. I will tell you this. I was driving out here today, you know, and I like to follow somebody who's going fast. But suddenly I turn around, and there's three cars following me. So, you know, I was going probably a little faster than I should have. But the one car that was right behind me was too daggone close for, you know, as fast as we were going. So I had to roll my window down and take my hand and motion, get back. I mean, if I have to, like, if like a possum or something runs out inside the road, dude, we're all going to die. They're too close to me, you know? And luckily, it was a woman behind me. By the way, I always find that the women drive fast. Do you ever notice that? Women like to get after it. Anyway, it was a woman behind me. And I was just, I mean, she literally, she wasn't even two car lengths behind me, dude. And so I had to put my hand out and, like, motion to get back. And I guess, I don't know. I don't know if she said okay, I guess, because she did move back a little bit. I don't want somebody like jamming on top of me in the middle of a daggone, you know, highway.
No,
right?
freaks me out when people do that.
Yeah, I mean,
when they're so close, you can't even see their headlights in your
rear view. Well, that's not that, that's really bad when you're in the in your like regular. But this, if she, if I couldn't have seen her headlights, man, we might have died, you know, going out on the highway like that. But it was a wonderful drive, and I'm happy to be out here, and always love to get out and see people. And if you'd like to, if you're in the Sayre area and you're a listener, you come on by and see us. I think we're gonna have some food out here in a little bit. So we'll tell you about that when it comes. You know, yesterday, Matt, we were waiting. I got to tell you, Matt, I really feel good about something today. And I know it's sad, but I really, really feel good, Matt, that nobody got voted into the Hall of Fame. Because I told you yesterday, that's what I would have done. Do you know that 14 different people handed in their list with nobody on it, Matt? 14 people.
Out of the, what is it, like 400? I think there's like 400 some people.
Wow. Yeah, 14. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. By the way, did you try to get, did you try to reach out to Tim Kirchen at all?
I need to get your number back or his number back from you.
I'll text it to you. Anyway, yeah, it really made me feel good. It did because everybody knows how I feel. You know, I heard Jeff Passan today and I just, this drives me up a wall, Matt, okay? I can't stand it when different people are in different – they compare things that are like apples and oranges. I'll just give you an example of what was going on. So that Molly woman on ESPN, Molly Karam Rose, you know, she brought up the fact that the person that put the clause that you and I talked about, right, the what's it called, the oh, help me, the integrity clause.
Oh, the character clause, yeah, yeah.
Character clause, yeah. The person who put that in was the person who said no black people can play baseball, right? Which is disgusting, all right? It's very simple. It's disgusting. But because of that, that doesn't mean that that has anything to do with what we're talking about right now. But Jeff Passan brought up something that, I mean, it's a decent argument, but I just can't see it. You know, he's talking about how there are you and I talked about this yesterday, how there are about unsavory people already in the Hall of Fame. And my feeling on that is that if you want to take Ty Cobb out of the Hall of Fame for the disgusting human being he was, go for it. I'm not going to argue with you. Go. I don't care. But he said that if you don't put Barry Bonds and you don't put Roger Clemens into the Hall of Fame and others, but those two is what he talked about, then you're not doing justice to the game of baseball. He said, because the Hall of Fame is a museum. See, that's what drives me crazy. The Hall of Fame to me is not a museum. See, that's the difference. You know, remember you said yesterday, what was that great line you said yesterday about different things for different people? What'd you say?
It's not all things to all people.
Right. It's not. That's right. Everything. Everybody looks at it differently. But see, I don't look at it as a museum. I look at it as a sacred institution. Okay? So that's why I'm different than other people. I think Jeff Passan is a big-time baseball guy, but his argument just doesn't fly with me. Maybe it flies with you. That's fine. I'm talking about people out there, whoever, Matt, you, whoever. That's fine. But I really think that it was a really good year to not vote for people. I really do. And, you know, we can argue about some of the other people that aren't cheaters, like Schilling. Scott Rolen, who is he's a really good baseball player. I don't think there's any chance he should get in. He moved up, which again blows my mind because why would you vote for Scott Rolen this year if you wouldn't have voted for him last year? I guess it's that guy who called yesterday about the first ballot thing. But I was very happy. I was very happy to see that nobody got in because, in my opinion, nobody deserved to get in. Now, next year is going to be a different situation, all right? Next year is going to be different. But like I said, I was happy that people took a little bit of a stand. Let's talk about Curt Schilling real quick. Everybody knows that I have a very interesting relationship with Curt Schilling. Played with him with the Orioles, and then, of course, was the color voice of the Diamondbacks when he was there. And the change, you know, you talk all the time about people that change with fame and money. I've never seen more of a change. That he is the biggest changer ever. And then, interestingly enough, when he went back down and we had that reunion of the, was it the 10-year, I think it was a 10-year reunion of the World Series champion. And when I went back to that, he again talked to me again because, you know, he had had some problems and I had guessed he had gone down. I'm not a Curt Schilling fan as far as a person is concerned. All right. I'm just not. I think he's kind of a fake guy. He was a tremendous pitcher. Really, if you look at it, one of the best pitchers ever in the playoffs. He was an amazing playoff pitcher. But I think he's not on the verge. I don't care. See, my difference is that I don't care what the dude said on social media and all that. I just look at it as far as baseball is concerned. But there are many people nowadays, especially if you're on the conservative side and you say stupid things, and he has said stupid things. He's way out there with some of the things that he's done, but they held that against him. I guess you could say that that's part of the character clause. You know, to me, if he would have been way out to the other side, would people have said the same thing? My guess is no. I mean, that's what I'm telling you. You know, I just think that's the way our culture is right now. That's the way our world is right now. Our country is. But I'm not sticking up for Curt Schilling because he has said some things that are absolutely ridiculous. But I guess that's hurt him. And he says that he doesn't want to be a part next year. And he's ripping on the voters. And he says that he wants to go to the Veterans Committee. You know what I would do, Matt? I'd grant his wish. I'd take him off. I would take him off, Matt. You know, if he says that he doesn't want to get in with those people because he knows they don't know what they're talking about, then take him off. And then we'll see if the Veterans Committee, it's not called the Veterans Committee, but I always call it the Veterans Committee. We'll see if they get in, if he gets in that way. I don't know if he will. I think that some of the things he's done off the field probably hurts him too much. I thought the letter, did you read his letter by any chance, Matt?
I got the bullet points. I didn't read the whole thing.
I mean, listen, he's really, this is what Curt Schilling is, Matt. Tell me if you've ever met somebody like that. Some people will say it's me. Curt Schilling is really, really good at showing you how smart he is when he's not that smart. You met people like that before, Matt?
Sure.
Yeah. That's what Schilling is. Schill is a guy that he's not book smart, but he knows how to show you that he's smart. And if you read that letter, man, it's beautifully written. It really is. It's beautifully written. A lot of it is kind of stupid, but it's beautifully written. But hey, listen, I don't think he deserves to be in there. I think a lot of people know that I will say, I mean, I sit here and say, I just bow down to Tom Brady and I can't stand the guy, right? I mean, you would say, Matt, that if I don't like somebody, I will give it up to them even though I don't like them, right? You'd agree with that, right, for the most part?
Sometimes I think it'd be easier on Baker, but other than that, yes.
But I give it up to him,
yeah,
right?
Do.
When he does well, I don't like him, but I give it up to him. But Schilling, he was a great pitcher. I mean, he was a great pitcher. And I got to see him at his best because I don't know. I mean, look, there have been some unbelievable pitching duos to run through and win a World Series and even lose in the World Series, like the Braves, and they had a trio. But I'll tell you something. I had a front row seat to watch Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling, and it was some of the most amazing pitching you will ever see. It was. Do you remember that World Series at all? You were young.
No, that was like the very first one I do remember, though.
Okay.
That was phenomenal.
You're about 8 years old, maybe?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. It was incredible. I mean, their pitching was, and then for Randy Johnson to come out of the bullpen the day after he started was, I mean, legend. That's what it was. It was legendary. So I'll give it up to Curt Schilling, but I'm sorry. I just think he's a step under. I don't care what he did on social media. He probably shouldn't do it, whatever. I don't care. But baseball-wise, he's just a step under. And then, frankly, people know how I feel about the cheaters. I don't think that they should get in at all. So, but I what I'm trying to say to you is I'm giving it up to these people. I thought they did a nice job. I really do. Gosh, there's so much to talk about. I just don't know where to get to start. I want to talk a little bit about the OU basketball game last night. Did you watch the whole game, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was some of the worst refereeing I've ever seen in my life. And listen to this. Listen to this. Listen closely now, OU fans. I promise you, you'd feel the same way if it was opposite. If I was a Texas, I don't know how the Texas coaches didn't get thrown out of the game. I don't know how the players didn't. What, they had six fouls in the first 3 minutes of the second half.
They were in the double bonus like 5 minutes in. It was
crazy. It was ridiculous. And then they lost all those players. I'll just say this real quick. It is a great win on paper to beat the number five team in the country. It was a great win. It's going to look great on your resume because Texas is really good. But without the players that Texas had, and then the ones that fouled out, now this is going to sound really stupid, Matt, but if OU would have ended up losing that game, I kind of think it would have been a bad loss. Is that terrible to say?
Well, they had a nice lead at halftime. What was it, 9-10?
Yeah.
I think they were leading by quite a bit at halftime.
They led the whole game.
That would have been a bad loss. They're also didn't have their coach, which I think at the end of the game probably hurt them a little bit.
Oh, Matt, thank you so much. What was that guy doing?
Don't know.
What were they? Why'd they throw the ball deep at the end of the game?
No idea.
There's 2.5 seconds left, Matt. You could dribble all the way down the floor.
That's right. They had time to take a dribble and get an open shot or make a pass or two, but instead he decided to throw a touchdown pass. I don't know.
And Fran Fraschilla was trying to be nice, but he kept saying, you don't need to take a timeout here. That dude, that was ridiculous. He was horrible. Now, again, I will never, ever say beating the number five team in the country is not a good win. It's a tremendous win. And at the end of the year, it's going to look great. And this is a crazy year with all the COVID and everything. I'm just saying that by the time the last 3 minutes rolled around, they had like four starters that weren't on the floor, plus another one or two. And I thought Reeves played really well, but at the end of the game, what was he doing, Matt? He was just dribbling and just shooting a three. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, he took one of the worst ill-advised shots I've ever seen. I think trying to draw a foul, but I don't know.
But he had a good game. It was a good game for him, and they won. I'm not ripping on him. I'm just saying this, okay? If that game would have been if that game would have been in Norman, and OU had the players out, and I'm telling you, the phone calls today would be OU fans calling going, that's the worst refereeing I've ever seen. Because you know what? It was the worst refereeing. It was ridiculous. So I heard Mark Rogers say this today. Oh, you got a little bit lucky. They did. They got a little bit lucky. But you know what? You need luck, right, Matt? You need luck sometimes. You get good luck, you get bad luck. They got some good luck. Those players that they lost would have given OU a hard time. Not saying OU couldn't have beaten them. But at the end of the year, you know what? Texas will not drop a lot because of that loss, because of their players. If Texas keeps playing well, it's going to look as if OU beat a top 10 team, right? That's all you worry about. So I like OU, though. I really do. I like what they're all about. The Manic thing is beyond belief. I mean, what's wrong with him, you think?
That's a great question. I don't know. That's hard to figure out.
I don't know what's happening with him. He's just totally almost gone now. Hopefully he can recover, but you know what? They've been able to play other people. Sometimes when you lose people, I talked about this
Kate Cunningham deal, right?
Thank you very much. Thank you. You lose some of your best players, and other people learn how to play. And it's happened at OSU, and I think it's happening at OU, too. I mean, what's the kid's name? The freshman who's playing, I love the way he rebounds. Help me.
From
out,
OSU?
Matt. OU.
From OU?
Yeah, the guy, I think he's number 24. This makes me so mad that I'm so stupid sometimes. Hastings, is that his name? No. Is that his name? Help me out, Matt.
Oh, you're talking about the Harkless kid?
Harkless? Gosh, daggone.
No, he plays so hard. He plays so hard.
I love the kid, man. I love him. Rebounds and defense and, you know, and it looks like his offensive game is going to be decent too. Gosh, I love that kid. And how much time? He was going to redshirt. But then, of course, the COVID situation and everything, you just play anybody anyway. But, yeah, I love what he's all about. You like him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's always, Mark said this earlier, spot on. He plays harder than everybody else in the court.
Yeah, I like him, man. I'll tell you, man, they got some guys who can play. If they could find Like, if they had one star, I know Reeves is really good, but you know what I mean. Like a star, like Cade Cunningham, let's say. If you put Cade Cunningham on that team, they might be an Elite Eight team. Heck, they might even be fighting to be a Final Four team. I still think
they're going to be a really bad matchup for somebody. I mean, if they end up getting the what kind of seed do you think they're going to be? No, I just meant like whoever matches up with them, they're going to be a probably a lower or a, I guess it would be a higher seed than they need to be.
Well, here's the deal. Play them. They're probably right now they're in the 6-7 range. If they keep playing like they are, they might get to a 4-5.
Right.
If you get to a 4-5, you got a tremendous chance to go to the second weekend. You know. Now, if you're a 7, you got to play a 2. You know, that makes it a little bit harder. But yeah, no, I
was talking more of, I guess, if they're an 8 or a 9 seed, they're going to match up with somebody who should be the favorite, but probably it would be a tougher matchup. But you make
they're going to be a tough matchup for anybody. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, and especially if they got a, you know, it's such a hard conference playing in the Big 12. I think all of these teams are going to be really hard matchups because they've been playing each other all year. The competition
and let me tell
is amazing.
You this, I think there's only two teams that, in my opinion, are close to unbeatable, and that's Gonzaga and Baylor. The rest of them, you know, I watched Virginia play a little bit the other night. I mean, they do the same old thing under Bennett. They play great defense, and they don't have the players that they had last few years here. By the way, the kid from Virginia is really playing well for Hunter for Atlanta. You like him?
DeAndre Hunter, absolutely.
You like him?
Mm-hmm.
He's playing well. Anyway, good stuff. Congratulations to OU. I'd be interested to watch that OU-Alabama game because Alabama will fire it up. Okay, let's take a break. We're out here today in beautiful Sayre at Rob's Ranch, Path to Miracles. Basically what they do is they help men from ages 18 to 80 who have had an addiction with alcohol or drugs. It is unbelievable what they do. There's a Rob's Ranch in Guthrie, and we're going to have Jeremy Gray on. He's the director of operations out here. He's been through it. He was telling me his story, man. He's got four beautiful little daughters. Oh, just an incredible family. And what they're doing for people out here is just incredible. It really is. I don't have the words to say it. And you want to find out, you need it or whatever, 30-day option here in Sayre, 90-day option in Purcell. We'll be back. Traber's Take and a lot more right here on The Leader in Sports, The Animal.
Breaking sports news happens here first.
Let's get on this situation right away.
You've always heard it first from WWLS, The Sports Animal.
Alexa, play The Sports Animal.
This month, AAMCO is offering a brake special just in time for winter driving. Get details by calling the AAMCO nearest you.
For total car care, AAMCO's number one.
AAMCO.
AAMCO.
This report is sponsored by Variety Care.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health.
For more information, visit VarietyCare.org.
Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. Cash back match, only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter.
H&H Shooting Sports is Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear with in-stock selections of shotguns, rifles, and handguns. While demand for firearms has far outstretched the supply across the country, making inventory harder and harder to get, H&H is still receiving regular shipments of guns, gear, and ammo. Visit H&H this week to get the Beretta APX 9mm with two 17-round magazines on sale for $399.99. See you soon at H&H Shooting Sports, located just off I-40 in Meridian and Oklahoma City.
Dan, I'm thinking up slogans for Michener Ferentz exclusive Freeborn Created Diamond.
Getting engaged? Get more diamond for your dollar.
That's good.
No, let's hear yours.
Those who are born free buy Freeborn. Eh?
Eh.
Let your love be freeborn.
Yes, with the Freeborn Created Diamond.
Only at Michener Farren Jewelers.
Still like mine better?
Still like yours better.
Getting engaged? Get more diamond for your dollar. Only at Michener Farren Jewelers.
The Oklahoma Lottery makes it easy to play. And now, easier to pay with new payment options. Use your credit card, mobile pay, debit card, or cash for your favorite games. you could win big with the Oklahoma Lottery.
You know Johnny's has the best burgers and mouth-watering onion rings in town. But have you tried the lighter side of Johnny's yet? Let Johnny's help you with your New Year's resolution. They can accommodate any healthy lifestyle with their gluten-free and vegan options. Johnny's also has incredible salads made with the freshest ingredients. And now you can get an impossible burger made to order the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. However you dine, keep Johnny's in mind.
Hello, folks. Mad Max here with my buddy Brian Pritchard. Let me tell you something, folks. It's 21 right now, year 21. But check this out. The 20s have got to go. And we have been forced to turn these babies loose. I'm talking discounts like you've never seen. Check it out. A 2020 Santa Fe fully loaded. Remember, America's best warranty. Take $47.50 off the price. That's right, folks, $47.50. Or if you want to, get 0% interest. On top of that, we'll give you $1,000 more than the book even says on your trade-in.
We pride ourselves on giving our customers way more for their trades than anyone else.
Remember, folks, the end of the year pricing still going on in 21. AutoMax Hyundai right here in Dale City. Take the Sunny Lane exit and come and see us, open every night till 9.
And remember, every new Hyundai comes with America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty plus Hyundai Assurance. Shop us 24/7 at AutoMaxHyundai.net.
Santa Fe stock number Y16593 with approved credit.
The deals are automatic at AutoMax.
The deals are automatic at AutoMax.
Hey, frequent heartburn may keep you from running your A game, but it doesn't have to anymore. Join the Prilosec OTC 2-week challenge. Just go to PriloseCOTC.com. You'll get $3 off to get you started, plus 14 days of tips, tricks, and reminders. Just 2 weeks, zero heartburn. Go to PriloseCOTC.com and sign up today. Zero heartburn is possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure thing. We can help you replace those wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably time. We've got a wide selection of wipers that can stand up to any weather, including the right ones for your make and model. We've even got more ways to get them fast, like our next day delivery or free same day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Travis Watkins Tax, proud sponsor of WWLS The Sports Animal, your Oklahoma City Thunder flagship station.
The Sports Animal.
Oki Express Auto Wash, home of the 5-day clean car guarantee. They can wash, wax, and blow dry your vehicle in 3 minutes with 10 metro locations now open at 178th and Western.
Sports Animal Flashback.
Protect the football. If the kid protects the football, nobody's a bad official. Take care of the doggone football. That's really, I'd like to, you know, use more explicit terms. But, you know, take care of the football.
It's going to be first and goal. The only case you try to stretch, if it's fourth and goal, and you're turning the ball over, well, then maybe you try to stretch it.
Craig, if it's fourth down, it's the last play of the game. You know, you got to do what you got to do, but take care of the doggone football. You're liable to win the game.
Sports Morning with Craig Humphreys and Coach Pat Jones. Weekdays at 10 on WWLS, The Sports Animal.
Back here in beautiful Sayre, Oklahoma, at Rob's Path to Miracle Ranch. That's right. This place is awesome. Been open since May. Continuing care, the ability for all the alumni to partake in groups and counseling with an appointment at no charge. It's really impressive what they do. Christ-based. As a matter of fact, the young men that are in here right now, they're in chapel right now. So great stuff. And we'll be telling you about it all day today. Really, really appreciate Rob's Ranch being a part of the Sports Animal. Let's go to Traber's Take.
It's time for Traber's Take.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Sponsored by Boomer Kia. Don't settle for used. Buy new with Boomer Kia. Go to BoomerKia.com and get pre-approved instantly without affecting your credit. Traber's Take on 98.1 FM WWLS. The Sports Animal.
All right, Matt, here it is. I'm going to give you a choice. I'm going to give you a choice for Traber's Take today. You want NFL football? You want NBA? You want college football? What do you want?
Let's go with the NFL, man. Looking forward to the Super Bowl.
All right. I'm going to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. I really have tried to really – I mean, first of all, I think you know me. I say this all the time. I respect greatness. Whether I like somebody or not, I respect greatness. I think that when you can do stuff, either God-given or God-given and, you know, coaching, whatever it is, when you can do that, it's impressive to me. Maybe it's because I got to the highest level and saw that I wasn't as good as a bunch of people and just, I don't know, maybe was in awe, whatever it is. But I respect greatness. And when you talk about greatness, Aaron Rodgers is greatness. I mean, his ratio with interceptions and all that stuff is just unbelievable. And his arm and the way he plays, I mean, I just think he's great. But I've tried my best to stick up for him and, frankly, like him. But he just does things, Matt, that make you not like him. I mean, he just does. And I totally understand after a game like that, of that magnitude, you're the favorite, you lose to Tom Brady, you're at home, which, by the way, doesn't really mean very much anymore, but you're at home, and you are giving a chance. See, that's the problem I have with Aaron Rodgers. He was given chance after chance in that game to show how great he is. And when the chips were down, like it or not, he didn't make plays. It's that simple. He didn't make plays. So, you know, after the game, he's talking, I don't know the future and blah, 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 blah. And then 2 days later, he comes out and says, well, I don't know why I wouldn't go. I mean, seriously, Matt. I mean, don't you just get sick and tired of hearing somebody like that? Does he just talk so that people can hear him? I mean, how do you feel about the guy?
I think Aaron Rodgers is obviously one of the most talented quarterbacks to ever do it, who, for whatever reason, is just like his motivation comes and goes. And what motivates him, I don't really quite know. I don't know if winning definitely motivates him, but I don't think that's like everything. I think there's some kind of like validation he needs. I don't know. But like you just look at the, I like to look at his yards per attempt, the way it goes up and down throughout the years. Like there are years where he's clearly trying harder. This is one of them. And for him, to put that stuff out there, stirring stuff up, I don't know.
Why does he got to do it, though? I mean, all he does is get everybody all fired up. Then he comes back and goes on that psycho dude's show, the punter guy.
Pat McAfee. And,
yeah, I know you like him. I'm not a big fan.
I never said I liked him.
Oh, I thought you did. I thought you liked him. I'm sorry. But anyway, yeah, and then he goes on there and says, I don't know why I wouldn't be back. Well, I'll tell you why we think you might not be back, because you said you didn't know if you're going to be back. Oh, I try to like him. Has there been a person in your life, Matt, like, I don't know, like a, see, I'm so much older than you. I was saying it's like maybe a daughter's boyfriend or one of my children's friends or something, or maybe your girlfriend has a friend that you just want to like, but you just can't because they do things that make you not like them.
Yes, yes, yes.
You've had that, right?
Yes,
you've had
absolutely.
It? That's Aaron Rodgers with me. I really want to like the guy. I do. I think he, you know, when he's sitting there talking, he's talking about how he's going to go home and have a little thing of scotch. And I mean, I think that's cool stuff. And then it seems to me like when he has some adversity, he doesn't know how to handle it. He's like, he becomes like a baby. You know, just say after the game, man, if I want to be the best quarterback in the league, I got to make plays like today. I can't go three and out twice in a row. In a huge situation.
And part of it I do understand, because I think the Packers have done an average job at best of
I agree.
Putting talent around him. I mean, he has zero touchdowns, not one, to a first-round pick at wide receiver.
Well, his first pass ever that was caught the other day was from Austin, what's his name? Tavon Austin, right?
Right.
That's the first first-round pick that he's ever thrown a pass to.
Just crazy.
I agree. But you know what? New England did that with Brady. Right? New England didn't go get people for Brady on the offensive side of the ball. He figured it out. That's why.
Although, Randy Moss, man, I mean, imagine Moss and Aaron Rodgers together.
But that was just a short little baby
period.
Right.
You're right. You know? That was the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he made guys like, well, Wes Welker became good in Miami, but he made him great. Amendola.
Edelman.
Obviously, Edelman. I mean, yeah. Even Gronk. I mean, I think Gronk's a great player, but would Gronk be the greatest tight end of all time if he didn't play with Brady?
Probably not. It's an honest answer.
Yeah.
If we're comparing him to the greatest of all time, that's a pretty high bar to clear. But I think that he's in that range.
Our boy Ben, the Chiefs fans, just said, where are the first rounders that Mahomes is throwing to? You're right. Mahomes, listen, although it's pretty daggone obvious that Hill should have been a first round.
Put Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce on the Packers and see what happens.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's exactly right. And but in reality, they weren't first round picks. Now, Adams, I mean, look at Adams. He's a great player. But it's just, I don't know, man. Just, I really want to like the guy, but I can't. Every time I try to like
him. No, I'm with him. Look, I'm kind of with you. The organization, I think we both agree, has not done the best job. Not like the Chiefs. I mean, look at that. Ben's team has done an amazing job of building around Patrick Mahomes. I bet Aaron Rodgers would love that.
Yeah. Well, I just try. The other guy that I want to get onto in the NFL today is, by the way, you're lucky that you didn't choose the NBA.
I almost did.
If you'd have chosen the NBA, I was getting ready to go off on Russell Westbrook, who's having just a horrific season. I was going to ask you a question. You think he's close to being done?
No, I don't think he's close to being done. This is what he is as a basketball player.
Why did he want to go to Washington?
He can get it done at a high level. Wanted away from James Harden, and that was the easiest destination.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. After they trade Beal at the deadline, is he going to say after this season he wants out again?
I don't know that he has that leverage anymore. I mean, they may trade him if it makes sense, but I think he's gone down a notch or two. He's lost some power for sure.
All right, this is my last question about Russell Westbrook. Was part of it going to Scottie Brooks so he could do what he wanted to do?
That wasn't a negative, that's for sure.
Okay, that's fair. That's your way of agreeing, so that's fine.
I don't know. Let me know if you can get into Russell's head, because I've tried for a decade now, and
it's impossible.
You know, he's just Russell. He's just wired the way that he is.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're exactly right. Anyway, I was going to talk about him. Real quick, McDermott from the Bills. Did you see his interview? He said that the reason why he kicked the field goal at the end of the half was for morale.
I saw that, yeah, and I just...
Matt, what is he talking about?
That's exactly what I was calling him out for the day after the game, saying that they were just trying to keep that respectable and close so that it looked close.
That's ridiculous.
I guarantee you no guys on that team wanted to kick a field goal.
No. No, what morale was that? You think people walked into the locker room and said, hey, we got a field goal. Yes. No. They're all like, gee, mini Christmas, you got one of the best quarterbacks in the whole league. Go for it. When are coaches going to realize that everybody wants you to get after it? They want you to go. They want you to try. They want you to go for it. When are coaches going to realize that? I know. You know what? You know who realizes it? Andy Reid. Andy Reid realizes it. That dude will go for it on fourth down. No, he's got great players, but he goes for it. How about Tom Brady? Does Tom Brady realize it? Yeah, Tom Brady realizes it.
How many field goals did they attempt in that game? The Bills here. I'm going to look here.
It had to be three, right?
It was. He went 4 for 4. They attempted field goals. I guarantee you if they lose. Okay, so let's just take 12 points away from them. I guarantee you if they lose 38-12, we don't really feel all that differently about them than 38-24.
It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous, man. I mean, yeah, congratulations. You kicked 4 field goals against one of the best offenses that's ever played. Oh, my God.
No, I thought that was pretty weak. Hopefully that's a learning moment. I mean, you talk about moving up the rungs and the ladder. I think that's part of it is being in that
moment. Well, you're right. That's a great point. We'll see if he learned from it. We'll see. Because I'm telling you, Andy Reid's learned from it. Let me tell you now, Andy Reid, this dude, he knows what it's all about. Now, again, he's got talent, but so does Buffalo. You're telling me Buffalo can't figure out a couple plays with Josh Allen, who's a great runner. You roll him out. You run a guy. You maybe a little pick, and you let Stephon Diggs go out there like Tyreek Hill. Absolutely, you could do it.
By the way, I remember Andy Reid having some of those issues, too. Not exactly the same, but game management, stuff like that in Philly. He got killed for that.
And he's now he's good. You know, by the way, Andy Reid – 3 straight AFC championships, AFC championship games for Kansas City. The last team to go to 3 in a row was Andy Reid in Philadelphia with
Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb, yeah. Interesting. Andy Reid. Andy Reid's going to go down in history as one of the greatest coaches of all time. He's not going to be the best, but he's going to he keeps going with his team. He's going to be there. Oh gosh, I still got a lot to talk about, but I got some amazing stuff. You know what? When I get back, I'm sorry. I'm going to talk to my man Jeremy here, who runs this place at 3. So I'm not going to start taking phone calls till about 3:10. So there you go. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I got some stuff on Josh Heupel getting this Tennessee job that is really cool, Matt. So let's take a break. We're here today at Rob's Ranch. It is the Path to Miracles. And they are doing miracles out here, ladies and gentlemen. It is just unbelievable. They're helping men from 18 to 80 who have an addiction get their lives back together. And all the people that work here, they were all at Rob's Ranch. They all had an addiction. They've all turned their lives around. What a great thing they're doing. Rob's Ranch. We'll continue to tell them about them. We'll tell them about sports, and we'll get phone calls in. Stay with us. This is the home of the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Sports Animal.
Check out the Sports Animal Facebook page at facebook.com/WWLS. The Sports Animal. Hit the like button and keep up with total sports coverage 24/7. Also on Twitter at Sports Animal. Stay connected with the latest in Oklahoma sports. WWLS. The Sports Animal.
If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Indeed delivers quality candidates so you can focus on interviewing people with the right skills. Receive a $75 sponsored job credit when you upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
If we learned anything in 2020, it's that life is unpredictable. There are some things that you just can't control. All the more reason why you need to appreciate and hold tight those special people in your life. That relationship you know you can count on no matter what. At Diamonds Direct, your love is our passion. Your relationship is why we exist, and we stand ready to help you create those memorable moments in 2021 that celebrate and solidify those unbreakable bonds. Our selection of precious rare diamonds has never been greater. From a simple 1-carat princess cut to a breathtaking 10-carat round brilliant, we have your perfect diamond in stock every day at the guaranteed best value price in America. And even in unpredictable times, Diamonds Direct's commitment to you will never waver. We promise the largest selection, the highest quality, the best value, the strongest warranties, and the most unforgettable experience. So as life gets back to normal this new year, remember, cling to the ones you adore by showing them how much they mean to you. And we'll always be here to help. Diamonds Direct.
On North Bend, across from the mall.
Plumbing problems?
Call High-Tech Plumbing and Leak Detect. We find and fix the problem
without creating new ones
at 340-2000.
Or just Google High-Tech Plumbing.
It's finally over 2020, and welcome 2021. Can you believe it? It's time to roll up our sleeves, tear off these face diapers, and get this party started. A new year requires new positive changes, and we're ready to help you do just that. Hi, this is Greg with your Oklahoma Men's Clinic. Let's get your alpha back with our incredible, unique low T therapy, and even better when you add HGH to the mix. Perhaps it's time to regain your intimacy back or just improve it. Male enhancing priapus shot or maybe vitamin C therapy to enhance your immune system. Time to join the thousands of Oklahoma men who have already improved their lives with us safely, effectively, and affordably. We are the oldest, largest, and most highly rated, and 100% Oklahoma. It's even in our name. So what are you waiting for, 2022? Schedule your discreet appointment today at 405-266-3000. That's 266-3000. Or on the web at OKCmen.com. That's OKCmen.com. And remember, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here. But you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all the
time. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
My name's Ronnie Trenum. I'm a former chewing tobacco user. I've had cancer 7 times. I really didn't think that I was addicted to tobacco until I stopped. And then I realized that I was addicted. The Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline offers free services for smokeless tobacco users that will help them get off the tobacco and move on. Yeah, don't be too stubborn to ask for help.
Thinking about quitting? Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
At Bob Moore Ford, discover amazing year-end deals on your favorite Ford SUVs. We've got 80 to choose from, plus we're paying top dollar for your trade. And right now, get $12,000 off MSRP on 2020 Expedition, plus thousands in discounts on other SUVs like Explorer, Edge, and Escape. Experience the exception at Bob Moore Ford on Southeast 89th and I-35, online at bobmooreford.com. Respectfully, Bob Moore. See dealer for details. Valid on XLT model only. MSRP 64840 ends 2/1/21.
You know Johnny says the best burgers and mouth-watering onion rings in town. But have you tried the lighter side of Johnny's yet? Let Johnny's help you with your New Year's resolution. They can accommodate any healthy lifestyle with their gluten-free and vegan options. Johnny's also has incredible salads made with the freshest ingredients. And now you can get an Impossible Burger made to order the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. However you dine, keep Johnny's in mind.
Do you have a project that requires sod? Then you need to call the turf experts at Crutcho Sod or CrutchoSod.com.
This is your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass, sponsored by Oklahoma Men's Clinic. Now here's Gideon Hamilton on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
It's the fifth and final game of Oklahoma City's road trip tonight when they go to Phoenix. George Hill on expectations for this year's team.
We play to win. I think that's Oklahoma City basketball. People on the outside may not think that, but I think this city knows that we can win. This city knows that there's only one way, and that's to play the right way and play hard on both ends of the floor.
It's Thunder versus Suns tonight. Tip off at 8 o'clock.
This has been your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass on your Oklahoma City Thunder flagship station, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Back here today in Sayre at Rob's Ranch. This is the Path to Miracles out here. Nonprofit, Christ-based recovery care program. Really impressive. We'll be continuing to tell you all about. Okay. Matt Ravis, you and I talked a little bit off the air. I want to let y'all know, if you're a huge Josh Heupel fan because he won the national championship, you're not going to like what I have to say. And if you're a guy who's mad at him because he didn't do well as the offensive coordinator or maybe not as well, you're probably going to be happy. So just throw out whether you think about Josh Heupel. I'm not a big Josh Heupel fan, okay? He went to UCF. It was pretty much set up for him. Frost had it going. If you notice, this year they went 6-4. He's on a downward path. I think that this Tennessee hire for me, Matt, is, I'm going to say from what I understand, about the fourth or fifth choice. That's what I believe.
Really?
Maybe even lower.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny. Now, well, Danny White said the complete opposite earlier.
Well, of course. Yeah. Of course he did. I mean, of course. Yeah. I mean, they really want.
This is our first choice, number one guy.
Yeah. Of course. They always say that.
Right.
I mean, everybody's the number one choice. But Elliot, dude from Clemson, they wanted. They interviewed him. They at least checked in on some other big coaches, a guy at Cincinnati, what's his name at Penn State. I mean, they checked in on some people, okay? I know that for a fact. It's the truth. But anyway, I'm not saying that Josh Heupel's a bad hire, but let me just real quick, ladies and gentlemen, tell you about the American Athletic Conference, because that's where he comes from, okay? Here are the coaches that have left the American Athletic Conference and gone to what is considered a pretty dang on good football program. Here they are. Mike Norvell, Memphis to Florida State. Manny Diaz, my favorite, Temple to Miami. Jeff Collins, Temple to Georgia Tech. Chad Morris, SMU to Arkansas. Scott Frost, UCF to Nebraska. Matt Rhule, Temple to Baylor. Tom Herman, Houston to Texas. Willie Taggart, USF to Oregon. And then Justin Fuente, Memphis to Virginia Tech. Here is the record, Matt.
Oh, boy.
For all of those coaches combined. All right? And we can go through them one by one if you want. But here's the record of all those coaches combined. 135 and 139. Okay? So all these big-time American Athletic Conference coaches who have gone to, I mean, you got to admit, this isn't Kansas or Vanderbilt or somewhere like that. Okay? Florida State, Miami, Georgia Tech, Arkansas, Nebraska, Baylor, Texas, Oregon, Virginia Tech. Those are some pretty good jobs. Wouldn't you agree, Matt?
No doubt about it.
Pretty good jobs.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Now, Matt Rhule was 19 and 20. But of course, he left at the end on a really good high, right? I mean, so he was going in the right direction. So that was a really good hire. But how about these? Norvell, he's 3-6 at Florida State. Manny Diaz, decent. I don't like him. 14-10. Jeff Collins at Georgia Tech, he's 6-16. How about Chad Morris, SMU to Arkansas? How about 4-18? Fired. Scott Frost at Nebraska, 12-20. I said Matt Rhule, 19-20, which is a little bit under, but, you know, he did good. Here's the best of the bunch, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Herman, 32-18, which got him fired at Texas, right, Matt? Got him fired, 32-18. Willie Taggart at Oregon went 7-5. He left and went to, Florida State and then fell apart. And then Justin Fuente, 38-26. I guess you would call that decent, right? 38-26?
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of letting everybody know out here, forget about whether you like Josh Heupel or not. The chances of Josh Heupel at Tennessee being there in 4 years are very slim, if you ask me. Now, I heard you and Mark Rogers as I was driving out here talk about this. And Mark is right. Someday they're going to have to give a guy a chance. They can't just keep hiring and hiring. Although Tennessee, I mean, they think that they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. So maybe they will. But I'm going to make a prediction that 4 years from now, he will not be there. You, Matt, what side are you on of that?
I don't think he'll be there in 4 years.
I mean, Josh Heupel, first of all, Josh Heupel has the personality of a rock. I don't know how he's gotten to where he is. Obviously, he's a good football coach, don't get me wrong. But once you become a head coach, you got to have something. He's just boring. He doesn't have a lot of energy. I'm sorry, that means a lot whether you like it or not. Someone will say to me, well, what about Saban? Saban has a, I mean, I've seen Saban. Saban's different. But Saban has come along. He's been around forever.
And Saban's like the Don, man, of the mafia. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to have energy when you're the Don.
No, you're right.
Everybody knows who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Good point. So I just, first of all, I don't think it's a good hire. If he proves me wrong, I'll come on this radio if I'm still alive, God willing, and I'll say I was wrong. But I think Josh, here's my prediction. This will be Josh Heupel's last big job. Now, he might go and get another job, like a, I don't know if he'd get a UCF. I don't know. Like I said, he was on his way down, but he might get a job like a Temple or, oh, on North Texas or maybe even like an SMU, something like that. But I'm making this prediction. This 3 years, at most four, and he's gone. I'm sorry. I'm not a Josh Heupel fan. I'm not. And by the way, I knew him when he was here. He's a nice guy. I got nothing against him personally. This isn't like a Westbrook or a Baker Mayfield. I don't dislike the guy. I just think he's like a rock. How do you run a big, huge program if you've got the personality of a rock?
You got to have juice. You got to have juice.
Yeah.
The best coaches do.
And you know what? Last thing, and you said, I don't want to put this on you, but I agree 1,000,000,000%, and I think you do too. For him to continue to be upset with OU is stupid, all right?
Mm-hmm.
By now, sometimes in life, ladies and gentlemen, you believe that you got wronged, and then after a while, you figure out, gosh, yeah, I didn't get wronged. It was the greatest move, one of the greatest moves in the history of Oklahoma football to bring Lincoln Riley in for Josh Heupel. Can anybody disagree with that? Matt, can you disagree with
There's nobody who can disagree with that.
Yeah. So, okay, You feel like you were done wrong. Then they bring in a guy who was so much better than you that it's not even close. After a while, you guys, they say, gosh, you know what? Yeah, maybe, you know, that was the right move. And by the way, it's gone well for him. He went to Missouri and did a nice job. Then he got a head coaching job. Now he's at Tennessee. Let it go, dude. Let it go. Hey, if I can let go some of the things that I've been wronged in my life, slash my ex-wife and other things, if I can let that stuff go, he can let this go. He's doing great. Come on, Josh. My gosh. OU gave you a chance. You won a national championship. All right. We're going to take a bunch of phone calls, but next we're going to talk to Jeremy Gray. He is the man who runs it out here, Rob Branch, Path to Miracles. I'm telling you, this place is absolutely incredible, and we'll let him talk all about it when we get back on the Leader in Sports, The Animal. Don't go away.
Call the Sports Animal on the Lucky Star Line, 460-WWLS or 888-285-WWLS. Your connection to the Sports Animal is the Lucky Star Line.
This report is sponsored by Variety Care.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health.
For more information, visit VarietyCare.org.
In your heart, since the start of every night and every day.
At Riverwind, we put our hearts into everything we do.
Because we're proud of being number one.
Just as long as I'm here in your arms, I could be in no better place.
There is no better place.
You're simply
get your share of our $100,000 mountains of money. With five times entries, Mondays and Tuesdays.
Only at the one.
Restore your confidence and your hair. Board certified plastic surgeon Dr. Tim Love can help with your hair transplants at only $3 per graft. Call today to schedule your consultation. 405-751-LOVE. drtimlove.com.
The Metal Store is Oklahoma's premier manufacturer of metal roofing, siding, and trim. With five profiles to choose from and over 20 color options, there isn't a project we can't handle. Excellent customer service and top-of-the-line software will make your project seamless. And for the commercial roofer, we have everything from decking, fasteners, and sealant to make us your one-stop shop. And because we manufacture in-house, the Metal Store can promise fast and reliable service on every job we do. Stop by, call, or visit us online today and let our quality products and exceptional customer care speak for itself.
Be bold in Thunder Blue. Gear up with the latest apparel, hats, jerseys, and more at the official Thunder Shop inside the Chesapeake Energy Arena. Can't make it to the store? We're always open online at OKCThunder.com/shop. Gear up today.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Warby Parker. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at warbyparker.com/terms.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes.
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. Plus, all their glasses are backed with a full 30-day risk-free money-back guarantee. Text CHOOSE to 64,000 to try five pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Text CHOOSE to 64,000 to pick your five frames to try on at home for free. Text CHOOSE to 64,000 to get started for free. That's CHOOSE to 64,000.
Help feed hungry Oklahomans by getting your car washed this week at the new Elkie Express Auto Wash at 178th and Western, right next to OnQ.
You've seen Rich Eisen on TV and heard him on the radio, but have you listened to the Rich Eisen Show podcast?
CeCe's about the HBO's Under the Grapefruit Tree. The documentary is called that because you grabbed grapefruits on your grandmother's yard and started throwing it. Why baseball?
It was definitely just my calling, but growing up in Vallejo, you know, we were good basketball players, good football players, but baseball was our sport. It was just like ingrained in us as kids that baseball was our sport.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast. Listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
The Thunder are in Phoenix, looking to beat the Suns. Tonight at 8 on ESPN 640 and 98.1 FM WWLS. The Sports Animal.
Cha-ching! This January, the Black Hawk Casino is going to whip you into shape with a chance to win an all-time muscle car. We're giving away a new Dodge Challenger. Earn entries throughout the month and pump up those entries with double points on Mondays and Thursdays. You'll be riding as clean as our machines in your 2020 Challenger from the Black Hawk Casino. We're fully sanitized, so you can clean house. The Black Hawk Casino, open 24/7, right off I-40, exit 186, Shawnee.
Hello, folks. Mad Max here with my buddy Brian Pritchard coming to you from Shawnee, the repo depot capital of the world, where we just bought another 2.5 acres, whatever it is, almost 3 acres of land connected to what we got right now, right behind the theater. To have more room for more display on cars, we're going to have the biggest selection ever. Isn't that right, Brian?
Max, last I checked, we've got cars starting at $500.
The AutoMax Repo Depot, right here on Harrison and Shawnee. Come and see us.
The deals are automatic at AutoMax.
WWLS-FM, The Village, Oklahoma City, KYAL, Sepulpa, KYAL-FM, Tulsa, KSIW, Woodward, KADS, Elk City, KBGN, Pawhuska, KVSO, Ardmore, WKY, Oklahoma City. A Cumulus station.
Say thank you to your home for being there for you. Start with a free estimate from your neighborhood CertaPro Painters. We really understand how you feel about your home. That's why you can count on us to take care of every detail. Listening, prepping, painting. It's always worry-free with our expert painting team. Whatever project you have in mind, you can count on CertaPro Painters to do the job beautifully. This is the kind of certainty you and your home deserve. So when it comes to refreshing the home you love, trust it to CertaPro Painters. We'll paint it with the care and attention to detail that only a local business can offer. Schedule your free estimate now at CertaPro.com. We're here to help you cross that painting project off the list. Let's get the project started today. Go to CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
And now another hour of the Afternoon Sports Beat with Jim Traber on 98.1 FM, WWLS, The Sports Animal.
It is hour number two. We're here in Sayre, Oklahoma at Rob's Ranch, the Path to Miracles, and we've got my man Jeremy Gray. He is the Director of Operations here. How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm good, Jim.
Thanks for having us out here today, man.
Yes, I'm glad you guys came out. First time in Sayre. Glad to have you.
Man, you guys are a long ways from Oklahoma City.
Yes, there we are.
Hey, now listen, man. I love what you guys do. I know the one in Purcell. Now, you guys are a little bit different out here. Just talk about what you're basically doing out here in Sayre.
Okay, so we're Christ-based, first and foremost. 30-day. It's kind of right down the middle. We've got a mixture of 12-step program and 100% Christ-based. Grace, Mercy, Mr. Liddell, we've got to give him a shout-out. He started this in Purcell a long, long time ago, and he passed away a couple of years ago. But he wanted to make sure all the guys that come through here felt loved. So we show them love. And one of his big deals was grace, because that's what God showed us.
You know what, my man? I've said this on the radio before. I think maybe the greatest word in all the Bible is grace.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
It is.
It's a hard thing. You know, all these things, there's a lot of things in the Bible that are hard. But, boy, if you have grace and someone gives you grace, it is a wonderful thing. And that's what you're doing for these guys, huh?
Yes. We try our best. You know, guys come in here and that they don't think highly of themselves. I mean, that addiction kind of circles around that. Done some bad things because of the addiction. They come in here and they don't really love themselves. So what we teach them is, you know, God, you know, he gives us grace.
Right.
And they got to learn to give themselves grace.
Sure.
And then once they do that, we do a lot of mirror work here. And, you know, just kind of teach these guys how to love themselves, a lot of them for the first time.
Now, Jeremy, you and everyone else who works at Rob's Ranch has been through this program. Just tell real quick your story, because we've been talking about it. I saw a picture of your beautiful daughters. Tell about your story.
Yes, sir. Actually, Sunday will be 6 years ago. I went into Rob's Ranch. Meth addict, vodka, I couldn't put it down. Sadly to say, you know, it got to a point where, you know, I kind of took off from my wife and kids. My family, my parents, my wife, they made a decision that they were going to have to stop me, and they did. And I was blessed enough to go into Purcell January 31st, 2015. And a lot like the guys here, I just, the shame and the guilt, I just couldn't stop, and I couldn't understand why. And, you know, those guys, the minute I got there, they loved on me. My counselor, Dennis Madden, Bruce Kopp, they just loved on me. And they told me it was going to be okay. Doug Hayes, his story was a lot very similar to mine. You met him earlier.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I got there, I started learning about addiction. I started learning about the disease concept. And I started to understand that maybe my brain didn't operate the way that normal people's are supposed to. And, you know, I learned a lot about Christ. My relationship with Christ started there. And, you know, I was able to leave there. And, you know, we started Path to Miracles. And my family, you know, that the before addiction, I probably wouldn't have taught my kids a whole lot of good. I probably would have taught them how to be entitled, conceited,
right,
arrogant, because that's all I knew growing up, you know. But because of my addiction, because of Rob's Ranch, I'm able to teach my kids, you know, stuff like grace. Try to teach them how to be good Christians. Try to teach them to help others, because that's what this whole deal is about. You know, when you get sober, you reach out and you go to try and help as many as you possibly can. And that's what we do at Path to Mirror. That's what we do at Rob's Ranch. We just try to share what was so freely given to us.
That's awesome, man. And now you've had two more children and
yes,
four beautiful girls.
Yes.
And now you're helping all these guys, man. You're, yeah, you're a tremendous story, man. You really are.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I sure appreciate you having us out, big
yes,
boy.
Yes, thank you. And the girls are coming to see you.
Are they coming to see me?
Yeah, they're coming to see
you. Your daughter's called into the show.
Yes, yes, she
Shaping
does.
Shaping the minds, right?
Yes,
she loves that.
She loves it.
And you've been lifting a little bit now. Don't be messing with me and stuff. You've been looking too strong. I'm an old man.
All right.
All right, brother.
Yeah,
appreciate you so much.
Thank
I really
you.
Do. Thanks,
thank
Jeremy.
You, Jim.
Jeremy Gray, the guy who runs the show out here. This is, I tell you what, it brings tears in my eyes to see these people out here and what they're doing. It really, really is awesome. So glad they're a part of the sports animal, and so glad we can get the word out there. If you need somebody needs help, this is the place, man. It really is. It really, really is. All right, we're going to get to the phones. 460-9957, 460-WWS. The lines are open, so let's fill them up so we could talk. Boy, the quarterbacks in the NFL, man, what is going on, man? This is going to be a psychotic offseason. I mean, what's going to happen with Jared Goff? This guy's got like 4 years left of like $140 million or something. I mean, it's absurd what this guy's got going on. What? They won't even come out and say that he's their guy. I mean, it just, you got all these different dudes that might move. I don't know, man. This is going to be a crazy offseason. I wonder what my Steelers are
going to do. Probably Deshaun, not good for Deshaun Watson in terms of, you know, where he wants to go and getting traded
but
somewhere.
But isn't he the best of
exactly
all of them?
Where he wants to go. No, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But probably good for any team who's in the Deshaun Watson hunt.
Gosh,
other options,
man,
out there, but he would be my top one.
There are some, and there's some good quarterbacks. I mean, good, like Stafford is good. I know you talk about him throwing interceptions, and he does and stuff, but, you know, maybe if he goes somewhere else and gets the heck out of Detroit. Matt Ryan, I mean, he's been to a Super Bowl. Goff?
There's a lot to be said about being in a new place, especially getting out of Detroit and going somewhere else. So,
yeah,
sounds like Goff might get traded.
Wow. What in the world is happening, man? Everybody's just not happy with their quarterbacks. It's crazy.
Were you shocked when Goff got the extension he did and that money?
I thought it was too much money, but I'm not shocked anymore about anything with a quarterback. I'm not, because it's so important, and they know they have to give it to him. And heck, Dak Prescott played 5 games last year, and Anheuser-Busch just gave him a huge contract to start doing some commercials for them. So I just think if you're a quarterback in the NFL, let me tell you this. Kyler Murray, not going to play baseball, was so brilliant. It wasn't even close. You don't have to go to the minor leagues. Much bigger contracts. I saw our boy Realmuto, you know, the guy
yeah.
from Midwest City.
Yep.
He got a big, huge deal, 4 years. What was it, 4 years for what? Was it $100 million?
It was up over $100 million, yeah.
Yeah, but it was only like, it averaged out to be $23 million a year. $23 million? That's like half of what quarterbacks are getting paid.
Yep. 5 years, 115 and a half.
Okay, so I was a little bit off. I apologize. Yeah. So, but that is 23, exactly. Five, isn't it? Yeah, 5 times 23, that's 15. Yeah. So there you go. I had that right, but I didn't have the 5 year right. But anyway, is that crazy? I mean, this dude is, he might be the best catcher that no one ever talks about. And he gets a contract like that. You know he's happy as can be. Congratulations to him. And it's half of what they're going to pay quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are getting into 40 millions and stuff.
They don't even get started on what guys are making in the NBA.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the NBA is off the charts, too.
23.
Talk about Russell Westbrook.
$23 million, that's like, let's see, that's Draymond Green money.
Steven Adams.
That's Harrison Barnes money. Yeah, exactly. That's Fred Van Vliet money.
You're right. Fred Van Vliet. Holy Moses. Yeah, it is. If you're a quarterback, man, that's great stuff. There's a lot of money coming your way if you can play at all. And even if you're just above average, because that's what Goff is. I like Goff, but he's above average, right? That's
he's
about right.
Nowhere near elite. Nowhere near elite.
And the guy you and I talk about, Baker Mayfield, he's above average. You know, he's above average. He had a nice year. He's going to get $35 million probably in his extension year. Wow. That is – I wonder what Kyler Murray is going to get. Kyler Murray, they're going to have to keep him, man. They got to keep him forever, don't they? Can't lose him.
his potential, man. I'm interested to see what his number is, too. I'm interested in Lamar. What's Lamar going to get?
Oh, I know. They said they want to keep him for a long, long time. Do you see that?
Really? That's good. I mean, he's going to get a bunch of money, but I have big questions about Lamar. So I don't know if you want to commit long-term to him.
That's a great – because they're going to commit long-term to him. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if you want to, but they will. And we still don't know if he can lead a team from behind.
We don't. Yeah.
Think about that, Matt.
We don't know we don't know if a quarterback can win a game with his arm. I mean,
exactly. Yeah, and he's going to get a huge contract. That'd be like saying, Matt, that you're doing a radio show, and we don't have any idea if you know anything about like basketball or baseball. You're just football, but we're going to give you a huge contract.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. It'd be like somebody out there who's a plumber that can only do one thing but can't do other things. I mean, it's just any walk of life. You don't get paid that much money at the elite level if you can't do it all. And we don't know if he can. And he's going to get unloaded on. Man. Make your children quarterbacks, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm thinking the exact same thing.
Oh, that's what I'm doing to my grandson. And he throws the ball well. No, I can promise you, I'm not going to be one of those fathers or grandfathers that go crazy. But every time we get the football, man, he throws the ball left-handed like I do. And I get him out there and work on it a little bit with him. And
God forbid if they try to make him into a running back. That wouldn't be good for you.
Yeah, that would be hard for me, man. It'd be really hard for his mother and his grandmother, too, when he keeps getting hit all over the place. I wonder what Gigi would be like. When my son played, Gigi was like, oh, I didn't see that. But he was a linebacker. He hit people. So I wonder his her grandson, what she would do. She probably would be, oh, that would be tough. I saw her with my daughters with like Palm and Cheer and stuff. That was bad enough. All right, let's get the phones going. We'll take phone calls the rest of the hour. Appreciate all y'all so much out there. Love coming out here to all the different places I go to. Really is cool coming out. Let's get to the phones. You're on The Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Is it me?
Yeah, what's up?
All right. Hey, yesterday, a little bit off topic, but maybe not. First of all, I want to say where you're at is an awesome place. That's just super, super cool. I was thrilled to hear his story. It's awesome that you go and promote that. I think that's amazing.
I love being a part of it. Thank you very much.
In so many ways. I'm a lover of people, and that's just awesome.
Amen.
Kind of in the same way, I think pretty deep about a lot of different stuff, and I was thinking about what Al said yesterday about Zion Williamson, and he said, you know, I just don't think he's as good as the hype, But what we fail to understand is, I think as far as athletically and how big he is and all sorts of things, I think he has amazing potential. But he, you know, we forget that he's like 20.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
And you played professional sports, and so I wanted to get your take. Eventually, I got a few things. I don't think that the mentality is there yet. As like when he's 25 and his mentality, if he can stay healthy, then I think he could probably be an amazing superstar. And yeah, some of these guys come out like Trae Young, like he can think and shoot, you know. But I've been in a position, I've been blessed to be able to hire people, and I'm not very old myself. I'm 31, but I have 3 children. And just to think about different things, and when I'm hiring somebody, I try to find out about them, like their family life, what's going on with them, so that I can better instruct them and know how to manage them well, and all those sorts of things go into that. And I think about him and the hype that was around him and just his mental capacity and being able to work through that. How do you feel about what he may be eventually when his, for lack of a better term, his frontal lobe closes?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, man, you sound like you got your act together for 31, so congratulations. Keep it up. The second thing is, I was going to say the exact same thing you just said. You know, I am so into the frontal lobe deal, it's not funny, because I've had 5 different children that have gone past the age of 25, and it is unbelievable to see the differences from like 23 to 26 or 27. It's true. The frontal lobe closes, and they start to rationalize and realize what's going on. And in sports, you know, people say, well, they're God-given ability, they play it. But there's a lot of it, it's mental, too. So I agree with you. But I will tell you this. I think Al was right on the money. I think he has not lived up to his hype. But it's the hype that we should talk about, not him. That's my feeling on it, you know. Because, my gosh, that kind of hype, you know, that only comes around – like, remember something now. You know, he brought up Kevin Durant yesterday. Kevin Durant went 2nd in the draft. He didn't go first. Odom went first. It wasn't like everybody said Kevin Durant's the best player in the world and we're going to take him and he's going to be what he is. Nope, he went 2nd. Now, LeBron was right away, boom, star, you know. But they only come around every once in a generation. Now, some people thought that Zion would be that guy. And it's been a little bit slower than maybe people thought. But as Al said yesterday, he's averaging 24-8. You know, it's not like he's averaging 15-5. It's just that he's not dominating as much as people thought he might this early. And because of that, and because of the hype, people go, maybe he's not as good as we thought. You know, that's a tough deal to live up to.
And I agree. I mean, I think the hype is what got him paid.
Yeah, well, it got him to be number one. Now he's got to live up to the number one. And by the way, Trae Young went lower, and Trae Young made his all-star team in his 2nd year. And I saw the other day there's only like 5 guys ever that have scored by his age that have scored 30 or more. I mean, he's doing a great, great job. So I'm really proud of the kid. All right, brother, thanks for the call. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Good stuff. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we will take more phone calls, I promise, 460-9957. Here today in Sayre at Rob's Path to Miracles Ranch. Just absolutely incredible what they're doing out here. Christ-based, nonprofit, and a continuing care program as well for alumni. So people that have been through it, they get to come back on Thursday night, and they talk a little bit about how things are going. Rob's Ranch, they expect a miracle. More phone calls next on The Animal. Don't go away.
We are The Animal.
Man, sports animal, the best damn radio station in the world, man.
98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
Hey, Google, play the sports animal.
When your car's acting crazy, your desk destination's clear.
The top auto shop for total car care.
More than likely, we'll see a lot of snow and ice this month, and you don't want to be without good brakes anytime, especially on ice. Hi, this is Wade Carter for AAMCO. Don't worry, my friends Rhonda and Thomas Scott that own all the AAMCO transmissions and total car care locations in Tulsa and Oklahoma City are offering a brake special this month. Cars starting at $139.99 on most cars, and most trucks at $179.99. This includes brake pads and rotors, plus labor and tax, and AAMCO's free vehicle courtesy check. That's valued at $99 alone. Get more details at the AAMCO nearest you. In Oklahoma City, there are 7 AAMCOs. In Edmond, Midwest City, Norman, Southwestern, Rockwell at Northwest Expressway, 39th and I-44 Service Road behind Lowe's, and in Yukon.
Don't let car problems ruin your fun. For total car care, AAMCO's number one.
Double A. MCO.
AAMCO.
This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples helps you get back to business this year with custom printed signs. Now get 25% off custom flyers, brochures, postcards, or labels when you spend $70 or more. Ends 2/27. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store staples.com/custom prints for details. Staples.
H&H Shooting Sports is Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear with in-stock selections of shotguns, rifles, and handguns. While demand for firearms has far outstretched the supply across the country, making inventory harder and harder to get, H&H is still receiving regular shipments of guns, gear, and ammo. Visit H&H this week to get the Beretta APX 9mm with two 17-round magazines on sale for $399.99. See you soon at H&H Shooting Sports, located just off I-40 in Meridian and Oklahoma City.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Oxycontin, meth, alcohol. Are you addicted? Rob's Ranch is a nonprofit, Christ-based treatment center for men located in central Oklahoma. Rob's Ranch uses proven treatment methods and a program of spiritual growth to give men the grace and opportunity to restore their lives and their relationships. The best part is every member on staff has been there and are now in recovery. Even more, the counselors are Rob's Ranch alumni. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction to drugs or alcohol, call 405-253-3838, 405-253-3838. Rob's Ranch is on Facebook or visit robsranch.org. Two locations available, 30-day option in Sayre, Oklahoma, or a 90-day option in Purcell, Oklahoma. Financing available. Rob's Ranch. Expect a miracle.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We talking be one with nature in the desert rogue? Go snowshoeing in Alaska rogue? Or take the long way home just because kind of rogue? Just a question, but with 5 available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new, fiercely reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue, now with the most standard safety features in its class.
See owner's manual for important safety information. Auto Pacific segmentation. 2021 Nissan Rogue versus latest in market competitors. Base models compared.
Discount Garage Door. Proud sponsor of WWLS The Sports Animal. Your Oklahoma City Thunder flagship station.
The Morning Animals.
Sports Animal Flashback.
Okay, here are some. This is actually an E60.
Really?
What it takes to win a Sasquatch calling competition.
And what's there's a reward for this? Like for the best call?
Sure, there's a prize.
Because I really think
this is
that
Clayton Perry. I think he's the champion.
That's the perfect music to follow that.
Perfect.
My dad made noises like this every morning, usually followed by some sort of body noise.
The Morning Animals. WWLS. The Sports Animal.
Back here in Sayre, Oklahoma, at Rob's Path of Miracles Ranch. Just heard the commercial of incredible place. Christ-based, helping young men and older men with addiction. 460-9957 is the number. Let's get back to the phones and talk to you. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you talking to me?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I need to ask you a question about, you talking about knuckleball swords.
Yep.
Can you explain to me what a knuckleball is and how it's sewn and what's the difference? You say they can, if they get their arms hurt, throwing other types of balls, they can throw knuckleballs. How come?
Okay. I appreciate the call. Well, it would be easier for me to show you how to throw a knuckleball, but if you can imagine, you take your two fingers and your thumb, and the knuckleball, you put, some people say that you do it with the actual knuckles, but you really don't. You hold it with the edge like your fingernails. So instead of wrapping your hand around the ball, the two fingers you keep up with them on the ball. So your fingertips are on the ball. And then when you throw the ball, the object is to not have any spin at all. And that's why it doesn't hurt your arm like normal pitching does. So when you're just throwing a ball, you let go of the ball and your wrist breaks and the ball spins out of your hand. When you throw a knuckleball, your wrist does not break. You just push it out and there is no spin. And the least amount of spin you can get, the more the ball will move. And it's the wind resistance against the ball. When you spin the ball, the spin goes through better through the wind. But when you don't spin the ball, the wind makes the ball kind of shake a little bit. It, you know, kind of knuckles. It kind of goes like that. And because they don't, like, snap the ball when they throw it, that's why it doesn't, you know, reverberate up your arm like it does when you throw normal, and that's why these guys can pitch and pitch and pitch. Matter of fact, there's a great story about Wilbur Wood. I always remember this. You look in the newspaper, and you know how it used to be in the newspaper. It would say so-and-so, what this team against this team, and then in parentheses, it would have the name of the starting pitcher. Well, there was a day, and I actually saw it. I read the paper where he was playing with the White Sox, and it was a doubleheader, and it said, you know, they were playing whoever, let's say the Orioles, and it said, like, Dobson and Cuellar were the two that were going to pitch, and then for the White Sox, it said Wood and Wood. Wilbur Wood started both games of the doubleheader. So that's kind of the way the knuckleball, but like I said, if I could show it to you, it'd be a lot easier. But just imagine, like, you're holding the ball like you normally would, and then take your pointer finger and your middle finger and then push it up on the ball so that the edges, your fingernails, are on the ball. So, you know, your palm area is not touching it anymore. It's just your fingernails. And then you push it out. And, boy, I used to love to throw knuckleballs. I had a pretty good knuckleball. We used to try to throw knuckleballs at each other and see if we could make the other one not catch it. It was fun. Stupid things that baseball players do. I've also told you that we cut balls and we would throw it. And I could make – I remember one time I hit Cal Ripken right in his knee. I mean right in his knee. It was pretty funny. But remember, whenever you heard Cal Ripken Jr., you always think, oh, my gosh, you're going to end his streak. You don't want to be the person that ended his streak. You've heard the other story I've told, right, Matt, about how we were playing floor hockey like 2 days before we went to spring training. And I was the only one that would cover Junior, you know, in basketball and in floor hockey. So I was always against him. And he was so big and so strong. And I knocked him into the wall in floor hockey. He was coming down the side, and I came over and checked him into the wall because we were serious. And I dislocated his finger. And all I could think about was, oh, my gosh, he's not going to be able to play and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? He never even went to the trainer. That's how bad of a dude he is. Never went to the trainer. We popped it back in. We continued the floor hockey, and then he just kind of taped it for a while. Ralph Salvon asked him what was wrong with his finger. He said, oh, I just hurt it a little bit, and then that was it.
So. Just hurt it a little bit.
Yeah. It was going the wrong way. I'm just telling you. It was, if he was pointing the finger at you, it would have been pointing at a 90-degree angle. I mean, I dislocated it bad.
How bad would you have felt if you broke the streak?
Oh,
you would have lived with that forever.
I would have had to leave the country. I mean, I would have.
That's right. You would have got witness protection.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'd have been released from the Orioles right away. I mean, I would no way I could be with the Orioles ever again. And then all of baseball would have been like, oh, you're the dude that broke Cal Ripken's streak.
That's what you would be known for.
Yeah. No. But I was happy. I was happy he was okay. And then the following winter, we played, and I drilled him again. I didn't care. We got after it. Now, he would beat me up like to no end. Whatever. I'd have some serious bruises after we played floor hockey. We had some of the greatest floor hockey games you've ever seen in your life. Boy, it was fun. To the phones. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
What's up, Trevor?
What's happening?
How much? How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I was just going to call in Jack with you a little bit. You were talking about Aaron Rodgers a while ago.
Yes.
And I know you said that you really want to like him, but you can't.
Right.
I'm thinking that you really can't like him because his ex-girlfriend could probably drive circles around you in her Prius.
Now, you know that's not true, but that's okay. I like it, though. I like it. I like that's a good line. I'm giving it up to you. I'm giving it up to you.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Appreciate it. That's a good one, man. I like that. Although he's really smart because the X is the name, the word X is in front of it now. Yeah. I would have loved to drive against her. Not in those cars because I couldn't get in there. I couldn't. If I got in one of those cars, I'd probably start getting verklempt. You know, I'd have to dive out of it. I don't think I could get in. Yeah, but if you just put her in a Prius and me in a Prius, come on. I'm in. She was a bad driver. To the phones. Nobody ever talks about that because I was right. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Jim. I listen to sports radio all the time. First time I ever called in.
Well, we'll get you some Johnny's charcoal broiler when you're done, so hold on.
But I don't know if it's okay to promote where you're doing a promotion, but I've been to Rob's Ranch.
Okay.
And I just want to give it up to those guys.
It's awesome.
Is it okay?
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Yeah. Great stuff.
I did the 90 day in Purcell, and okay. I know I met Jeremy Gray there too.
Oh, okay.
So tell him I said hi too.
Iowa, what's your name?
Paul.
Okay, I'll tell him. Sure, yeah. And you got sober, my man?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Awesome. Changed your life, I'll bet, huh?
It saved my life.
Amen. That's beautiful.
It saved my life. I was reluctant in the beginning, but once I got there, 2 or 3 weeks passed, and those guys, they're awesome. I'm telling everybody out there, if they got any kind of addiction problems, this is the place you need to go.
Dude, listen. And by the way, of course you were reluctant because you didn't really think you had a problem, right? That's what addiction's all about. Yeah.
I didn't, you know.
Amen, man. God bless you, dude. I'm so happy for you, and I sure appreciate you. And I'll tell Jeremy that you said hi, I promise, okay? And keep it up, man. Keep it up, brother, okay? Keep going.
All right. Will do.
See you, my man. God's with you. That's awesome, man.
That is really cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, isn't that cool, man? Really, really cool. Really cool. I just got a text from somebody who was driving in from kicked into Ardmore and turned into our station. He was listening to Feinbaum. By the way, he put in parentheses, bad. But then he said he was talking about Josh Heupel and wanted to know if I'd talked about him. Would love to hear your perspective. Yeah, I'll just say it real quick for people that didn't hear. I think it's a bad hire. I'm not a Josh Heupel fan. I think that he has the personality of a rock. Sure, he did a nice job at UCF for a couple of years. If you notice, they've gone down. They're on a little bit of downward haul. I think that some of that was Scott Frost stuff. Now, listen, I think the guy's a good football coach. I'm not going to say that. And I like him, too. He's not one of these guys that I don't like. I like him. I got to know him a little bit when he was with at OU, and that's why I lived down in Norman, so I talked to him some. And he's a nice guy, but I think people are texting me and going, when OU plays Tennessee in 2024, will he be the coach? My answer is probably yes, but I don't think he's going to be the coach in 25. My prediction is he's going to have 3 years. 21, oh, wait a minute now, 21, 22, 23. Well, that would be the fourth year, wouldn't it? So I guess I'm saying no. Right? 21, 22, 23. That always messes me up. Yeah. So I guess I'm saying no. I don't think he could be, but I think 3 or 4 years and he's done. I don't think he can run a big time program like that. And if he proves me wrong, I'll come on the air and say it. I will. I'll say it. But and no matter what they say, he was not the first guy, okay? I know for a fact that they've called other people. They've reached out. Now, see, here's the thing that's great. Because they may not have, quote, offered the job to people, then they say, oh, well, he's our first. No, he isn't. They definitely wanted Elliott from Clemson, no doubt about it. And the other guys, the guy from Penn State and the dude from Cincinnati, there's just a couple of guys that they've talked to. But anyway, the fact is, whether he was first or fourth, not that big of a deal. I'm just saying that there's coaches out there that are third, fourth, fifth choices that work out. I'm just saying I don't like the hire. I don't like it. And we'll see what he does. To the phones. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Jim Traber, how's it going, buddy?
This is Cameron
Coleman.
Hi, Cameron. How are you, brother?
I'm pretty good. I was listening to you a couple of days ago, and you were touched on Odell Beckham, you know, and we all know he's a diva and everything like that. Yeah. My thought is, with Baker having success this season, do you think, you know, with Odell having time off, do you think he's had time to reflect and maybe, you know, see that Baker Mayfield is the real deal? And, you know, and some may disagree with that, but I feel like he's improving vastly, you know, and that could be just I'm a OU grad from up 17.
No, you're good, man. No, he definitely got better. But here's my deal on Odell Beckham. I really don't care what Odell Beckham thinks. If I'm the Browns, I'm getting rid of him. I'm figuring out a way to get rid of him because it's not so much that it's Beckham, but Baker Mayfield became really good friends with him. And I think that Beckham is one of those guys, he's bigger than life. And you know, when you're around somebody that's bigger in life, you kind of think you have to, appease them. You got to make sure that they're happy, that they're okay. And I think Baker Mayfield threw him the ball way too much. And then when he left,
you know, he was always having to worry about if he was open. He was always looking, you know, he needs to go through his progressions properly and not
absolutely
worry about a diva.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. And by the way, I said it, if people remember, when Beckham went down, I said on this program, it'll be great for Baker Mayfield because now he can go. Because first of all, I think Jarvis Landry's a number one receiver myself.
Absolutely.
Got these tight ends. Remember the year before the Higgins kid did some good things for him the year before, then suddenly he's not playing anymore.
Yes, sir.
You know, so I think it was great for him to be out as far as the Browns and now, I'm not saying that Beckham can't play. Obviously, he's got a chance to be a great player. But I think he needs to go somewhere else because I'll tell you this. If they bring him back next year, I think it's going to be a negative for Baker and the Browns. I really do.
And that's basically my question. We'll just see. We'll have to see. And I agree with you 100%. You're spot on. And
okay,
yeah,
brother.
Hopefully, it's not the same. But, yeah, it was great talking to you, Jim.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it very much. No, I it's hard, man. It's hard. It was hard for Baker Mayfield to not throw the ball towards Odell. You remember the play he got hurt on, Matt? There were two guys covering him. You remember the play?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember it.
No,
remember
I do.
It? Yeah. I mean, he felt like he had to throw it. Baker Mayfield wasn't old enough, and he didn't have a big enough presence to say, I'll throw it to you when I'm supposed to throw it to you. Now, some will say, well, maybe now that he had a really good year, that now he'll be able to do that. But I think the best thing to do is you just went to the playoffs without him. You won a playoff game for the first time since 1994. You beat the Steelers the first time in 17 years on the road there. So I think you say to Odell, hey, get your agent to find a place for you. We'll quietly move you somewhere else. I do. Think I'm wrong on that, Matt?
About trading Odell?
Yeah, letting him go.
No, that's what I would do. Try to find somewhere. Now, I don't know what that deal is because he's coming off that torn ACL. So I don't know how easy that'll be.
Yeah. Well.
Because someone's going to have to take him on and pay him.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe if he physically shows people that he can play, though, someone will give him a chance. But, if I'm Baker Mayfield, I don't want Odell Beckham back. I don't.
They could if they wanted to. I don't think they would do this because you could get something for Odell. But they could cut him and take about a it'd be about $10 million in savings between the cap hit and the savings.
Well, then maybe you could do that too. Yeah. As a Steeler fan, I want Odell Beckham to come back. I'm just telling you. I want him to come back. So that means the Browns shouldn't want him to back. I'm at Rob's Ranch out here in Sayre. There's also one, of course, in Purcell. This is the 30-day option. The 90-day option is in Purcell. This place is Christ-based recovery for men. And, boy, you just had our caller a little while ago. How powerful was that? He was here for 90 days, and he was at the one in Purcell, and he's still sober. So it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. You know somebody, whatever. This is it. Rob's Ranch. A lot more coming up. Al Eschbeck as well. Phone calls. Stay with us on The Sports Animal.
Get the Sports Animals app for your smartphone. Get the Sports Animal app. Hear the Sports Animal live. Listen to podcasts. Or read the Sports Animal's latest social media posts. Get it wherever you download apps or at thesportsanimal.com.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Guys over 40, listen up. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all men in America. Here's legendary pro baseball player Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
When I hit 40, I started feeling sluggish. I had less drive. It was harder to stay in shape.
Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. So I got back into the game with Nugenix.
With Nugenix, I feel like I'm still in my prime. There's a reason Nugenix has been the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC for years. It works. If you want to get back in the game and get your edge back, you need Nugenix. You can get a complimentary bottle. All you have to do is send them a text. And guys, take it from me. She'll like it too.
Text YOUTH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text YOUTH to 42424 right now. Text YOUTH to 42424. That's YOUTH to 42424.
Tobacco doesn't just take your health. It empties your wallet. Former smokers save thousands of dollars each year, and you can join them with free support from the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. So whether it's a new hobby, a new ride, a fluffy new friend, or peace of mind from paying off a debt, when you quit tobacco, you'll have more money for the things that matter. Sign up today at OKHelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A program of TSAT.
Hello, folks. Mad Max here with my buddy Brian Pritchard. Let me tell you something, folks. It's 21 right now, year 21. But check this out. The 20s, you got to go. And we have been forced to turn these babies loose. I'm talking discounts like you've never seen. Automax Hyundai right here in Dale City. Open every night tonight.
The deals are automatic at Automax.
You've seen Rich Eisen on TV and heard him on the radio. But have you listened to the Rich Eisen Show podcast?
CeCe Sabathia, HBO's Under the Grapefruit Tree. The documentary is called that because you grabbed grapefruits on your grandmother's yard and started throwing it. Why baseball?
It was definitely just my calling, but growing up in Vallejo, you know, we were good basketball players, good football players, but baseball was our sport. It was just like ingrained in us as kids that baseball was our sport.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast. Listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
No one does sweet deals like Nothing Bundt Cakes. This is Marie, owner of Nothing Bundt Cakes. Every Friday, you can get a sweet deal right here on this station, just like you can every day at Nothing Bundt Cakes. But for this Friday only, you can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25. Now that's a super sweet deal. Not just a slice of heaven, but you can get the whole cake. And for just $25. You'll find Nothing Bundt Cakes on Memorial in between Penn and May. Nothing Bundt Cakes open every day but Sunday.
Make sure to be on time to thesportsanimal.com this Friday at 8:20 a.m. to purchase a $50 gift certificate to Nothing Bundt Cakes for half price. There's only a limited number available, so be on time. It's the sweet deal of the week with Nothing Bundt Cakes and thesportsanimal.com.
At Bob Moore Ford, discover amazing year-end deals on your favorite Ford trucks. We've got 150 to choose from, plus we're paying top dollar for your trade. And right now, save up to $12,000 off MSRP on 2020 F-150 XLT Super Crew four-wheel drive. Experience the exception at Bob Moore Ford on Southeast 89th and I-35, online at bobmooreford.com. Respectfully, Bob Moore. See dealer for details. Valid on XLT model only. MSRP 53730 ends 2121.
Okay, now it's a new year, and I think we're all happy 2020's over. So many crazy things and problems. One thing a lot of us found out while we were being locked down is there's no worse time to have a problem with performing in the bedroom. Hi, this is Greg with your Oklahoma Men's Clinic. Don't let the problem with intimacy continue this new year. For just $99, we can identify your problem with an ultrasound, give you a full exam and consultation, and find the best solution to the problem. We're so sure we can help that if we can't show you results that same day, there's no charge for service. No matter what the cause, natural aging, medications, lifestyle, or surgeries, we have a guaranteed answer to your problem. I want you to repeat after me. Time to have fun in 2021. So if you struggle when you snuggle, don't delay. Call us today, 405-266-3000. That's 266-3000. Or on the web at OKCmen.com. That's OKCmen.com. And remember, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Plumbing problems? Try Hi-Tech Plumbing and Leak Detect for any and all plumbing needs. Call Jamie Mullen today at 340-2000. That's 340-2000.
This is your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass, sponsored by Travis Watkins Tax. Now here's Gideon Hamilton on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
The Oklahoma City Thunder head to Phoenix tonight for the fifth and final game of their road trip. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on what he expects from his team.
That we're going to compete and try to play the right way. I feel like if we do those two things, it will give ourselves the best shot to win every night, no matter who we play against. And we're going to continue to try to do so going forward.
It's the Thunder in Phoenix tonight. Tip off at 8 o'clock.
This has been your Oklahoma City Thunder All Access Pass on your Oklahoma City Thunder flagship station, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
We're back here in Sayre, Oklahoma. Rob's Path to Miracles Ranch. Boy, we had a guy call in early. If you didn't hear him, Paul, man, tremendous testimony about what they do for people. Really, really help people immensely. Let's get back to the phones. You're on The Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
Big Daddy.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Good.
Hey,
how you
I
doing?
Want your feedback on about this Schilling deal about backing, sure. You know, not having his last year on there. And
yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
like he's trying to take the easy way out, huh?
Well, I mean, look, it's hard for me to really comment on Schilling because, you know, I'm pretty personal relationship as far as I don't really like the guy very much. But I will say that I understand what he's saying. And my feeling is that if that's what he wants, then I think they should give it to him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, that's what I would do. I would come right out. If he says he doesn't want to be on it for the last year, which, by the way, he's right. He's not going to get in because next year they got guys that are coming in that are going to get voted, which are going to hurt him a lot. So if he just doesn't want to do it, then I would take him off. I mean, you know, the thing about Schilling is that he wants people to talk about him. Okay, that's what he's all about. He wants everybody to talk about him. And what I would do is, if I'm them, I'd say, okay, we're going to go ahead and grant his wishes. We'll just let him off, and we'll take his name off, and then move on. Don't say another word about it. That's what I would do, because we know he's not going to get in. We know how he feels about it. He ripped on him. Now he says that he'll wait till the Veterans Committee, because they know, because they played. Okay, now we know what he feels, and let's move on. That's why. That's at least that's what I would do.
Okay, and one more thing. I really don't hope he ever gets in, but do you think Bonds will ever get in?
I sure hope not. And now I don't know what the veterans are going to do, man. I just don't know. I don't. You know, it'll be interesting because most of the old players that I talk to are just as disgusted as I am with what happened. So I don't think the answer to you is no. I don't think. Now maybe what they might do someday is wait till these guys die and maybe put them in posthumously. Maybe. I don't know the answer. But if it's me, none of them are going in. None of the cheaters are going in ever.
I agree 100%.
All right, brother.
Appreciate everything. Okay, buddy.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it. That's me, but I don't know if it's I don't know if that's the way it's going to go down. But I will say this. I started my show off with it. I'll say it again today. Now, I'm very happy with what happened in the voting yesterday. Very, very happy. It makes me feel good. It really does. Oh, I got to send Tim Kirchin to you. I forgot that. Working my tail off here today. Let's get to the phones. You're on the Sports Animal. Go ahead, please.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing, man?
Well, I got a question for you. So what do you think? What do you think with the short 56 games in the season? What do you think?
No, I lost you. Say that one more time. I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
The 56 game, the short season, the NHL, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's the right thing to do. I think that it's the right way to do it. It obviously will make it a much quicker, rush to get there. But I think that there's a lot of times in hockey, there's some teams that that wait, basically, not on purpose, but they wait for 20 games or so until they start get rolling. Maybe they got some new players and things. I think it means a lot more to play better earlier. So I think they're doing the right thing. I think you have to shut it down. Eventually, all these leagues are going to have to get back to some normalcy, but I don't think it's going to be this year. You know, baseball's starting late. Basketball started late. Hockey's doing the thing, and they're all doing it the right way. But let's hope that next season, which would be the 21-22 season, will get back to normalcy with basketball and hockey and then baseball in the spring of 22. Hopefully we can get back to what it's supposed to be. Let me get one more quick call in. You're on the Sports. Oh, they're open. Forget it. We won't do anything else. What do you got? What do you think about Thunder tonight against the Suns? Booker's not playing, right?
Yeah, no Booker. Might have Al Horford after his pregnancy. And that was your line, by the way, not mine.
Thank you.
George Hill might be back as well. Suns haven't been playing very well.
He's had the longest maternity leave I've ever heard for a man in my life. So
they definitely let him take his time. By the way, you realize we're 25% done already the NBA season? Already
wow.
At the quarter pole.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, that is crazy. When is the I don't know. They say they're going to try to play an All-Star game, right?
I don't know that that's going to happen, Jim. They said there could be a 2-week intermission or whatever, but they might need that time to play games. They might have to make up these games. When are they going to make those up?
Yeah, no. How many games have been canceled now? Do you know the number?
Oh, it's been quite a few. Like the
20 to 30 somewhere in there.
I think so. Yeah, the Wizards and Grizzlies have both had, you know, stretches where they had 5 straight games canceled. So,
yeah. I heard somebody say this the other. I think it was earlier on your show when you guys were talking about Westbrook and said that they were 3-13. They're 1-8 with him, though.
It's brutal.
They're 1-8.
Feel bad for Bradley Beal.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Beal's leading the league in scoring. I don't know what they're.
He's amazing. He was staring at Westbrook and Wall last night. Like I hate both of you guys. Over there, did you see that picture?
Did you see after the game when Wall came up to him and he had his face? He's like looking off in the distance, like he was talking to him.
Yeah, the 1,000-yard stare. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's seen some stuff.
boy, what he would do to go play with like a Chris Paul or something. You know what I'm saying? A guy that's just a good basketball player and good teammate. Jeez, that is. You know what? I do kind of feel sorry for him. I agree with you. Big Russ, so. There it is. Yeah, there's the stare. Look at that.
He's just like, I'm so sick of you guys.
Westbrook and Wall got into it a little bit. Westbrook couldn't help when he was up at the podium. They'd be dropping off cuss words, so he just can't help himself. Doesn't matter how old he is, how many children he has. Nothing matters. He's just going to keep on cussing in front of everybody. So, you're the man, Russ. Oh, boy. All right, man. Good. Well, we'll talk tomorrow. Good job today.
Hey, right back at you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See ya. We're in Sayre today, Rob's Ranch. What a place this is, man. Christ-based, nonprofit, and all they do is just try to help men with addiction, whether it's alcohol, drugs. And you know what's cool? All the staff are all people that have recovered and are alumni of Rob's Ranch. So they come back and help people. They can tell them. Really, really great stuff. Love being out here today in Sayre. Coming up, the legend, Mr. Al Eschbeck, joins us right here on the home of the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Sports Animal.
Never have we been ever more ready to give the old heave-ho to 2020 and hello to 2021. That makes it the perfect time to wipe the slate clean with the new year. Everyone who calls the Sports Animal for the first time in 2021 gets a $25 credit on your Johnny's Charcoal Broiler smartphone app. An OKC legend since 1971 with locations all over the metro and 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal.
This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples helps you get back to business this year with custom printed signs. Now get 25% off custom flyers, brochures, postcards, or labels when you spend $70 or more. Ends 2/27. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store staples.com/custom prints for details. Staples.
It's ski season at Metro Shoe Warehouse. Be the best dressed on the slopes this year. Metro Shoe is ready to help with gloves, hats, jackets, and boots from North Face, Patagonia, Kuhl, and Sorel. And don't forget the smart wool socks and base layers to keep you warm and snuggly by the fire. Metro Shoe Warehouse is way more than just shoes. Come see us in OKC, Norman, and Tulsa, or shop